Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al-Qur'an al-Hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Amma ba'd. Pray to Allah to let you love Him. The fifth way to get love of Allah. We have seen in the previous discourses that Maulana Thanawi rahmatullah alayh, wa nawwara Allahu marqadahu wa nafa'ana bi ulumihim amin, named five means of securing love of Allah. We have spoken at length on four of them. May Allah enable us to act on them. Amin. He named the fifth as praying to Allah. This could have two meanings. One of them I described in the previous chapter, which is to keep asking Allah, keep asking Allah for one thing or the other, one thing or the other, within oneself, while moving about or sitting down, all the time. The second meaning is to ask him alone for love of him, ask him for love of him, saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we need to love you, O Allah, we need to love you. Cause us to love you. Help us to love you. The Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, prayed. Look at his dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbuhu indak. O Allah, inni as'aluka hubbak. Indeed, I beg you, I ask you to grant me the love of thyself. I ask you for your love. Give me the ability to love you. Wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbuhu indak. And the love of those people whose love will be beneficial in your sight. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also prayed, Allahumma aj'al hubbaka wa la make your love ahabbal ashya'i ilayya, the most beloved of all things towards me. Again the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed, Allahumma aj'al hubbaka wa la make your love, make your mahabba, ahabba ilayya, make it more beloved to me, min nafsi, than my own self, wa ahli, and than my wife and children, wa min al-ma'il barid, and make your love more beloved to me than cold water. Subhanallah. Wala, make your love ahabba ilayya min nafsi, more beloved to me than my own nafs and self, wa ahli, make your love more beloved to me than my wife and children, my dependents. Wa min al-ma'il barid, make your love more beloved to me than cold water. This gives us an idea of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved cool water and liked to have it. That's the best drink. Cool water, not Coca-Cola, not Pepsi, not juice. When you're thirsty, what you really want? Cool water, cool water. So this dua gives us an idea how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the cool water and liked to have it. Al-ma' al-barid, cold water was very dear. We have it in abundance. Remember, they lived in the desert. In the desert, Saudi Arabia, Makkah, Medina, the desert. Cold water was so dear to him. The well, Bir Gars, which was about 2 miles away from Medina. Oh, he loved that water. The ahadith do not tell us of any other food or drink that was so dear to him that it was brought for him from elsewhere. We are told of water alone, that it was brought to him from the Gars well. Its water was cooler than the water of other wells, and perhaps sweeter. In fact, he had also left instructions that he should be given bath with the water of this well. That is, of course, when he would depart from this world, that he should be given bath with the water of this well. These instructions were followed. Cold water was so dear to him that he referred to it in his dua. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. O Allah, cause your love to me, your love to be dearer to me than my wife, than my life, than my family and cold water. Hence you too, ask Allah to grant you His love and to cause it to exceed every other love. But you know what? Sometimes we don't know how to beg. Sometimes we don't know how to beg. So ask him for the begging bowl. Ask him for the begging bowl. My father, Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, said that once Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi spoke on the subject of begging, saying, ask Allah for every little thing. There is no shortage with Him. Though our supplications are deficient and naqis, His grants are never exhausted. One only has to hold out the begging bowl. That's all one has to do. Hold out the begging bowl, and He always fills it to the brim. So in that gathering, Maulana Tanwi is speaking, Ali Rahma. So Majzub Rahmatul Ali asked, O Maulana, what if one has no begging bowl? What if one has no begging bowl? Maulana Tanwi Ali Rahma then said, well, then you must ask Him alone for the begging bowl. Ask Allah for the begging bowl. And he suggested the prayer. O Allah, I do not even have the begging bowl. I don't even have the begging bowl. Grant me mercy. And grant me mercy. And O Allah, I do not have the tact of begging. I don't have the art of begging. I don't know how to beg. So do give me the knowledge of begging. Ask Him for ability to beg. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua, a very beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mas'ala. We ask you, O Allah, we ask you for khayra al-mas'ala. I ask you, O Allah, for the best of supplication, best of mas'ala, best of supplication, that I may ask you for good things. Wa khayra al-du'a. And O Allah, we ask you for good doers. In other words, O Allah, enable me to make good doers. I don't know how to make dua. You enable me to make good doers. Khayra dua. Wa khayra al-ijaba. And O Allah, I ask you to grant these doers the best of approval. So what this dua is telling us about? Ask Him for the begging bowl. Ask Allah for the begging bowl. Ask Him for ability to make good dua, to make good prayer. There are certain occasions when there is great hope of duas being answered. Some of them are at the time of iftar, at the time of the beginning of the fast, at the time of tahajjud, at the time of Jummah, at the time of the first sight of the Kaaba, Baytullah, during tawaf, etc. So these are some times when duas are very quickly answered. Before you make your duas on these occasions, pray to Allah. O Allah, enable me good prayers that are profitable to me in deen and in the dunya, in religion and world. And O Allah, accept it from me when I make it. Accept it from me when I make it. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mas'ala wa khayra al-du'a wa khayra al-ijaba. The first sight at Baytullah, at the Haram, the Kaaba. When a person looks at the house of Allah, the Kaaba, for the first time, his du'as are answered at that time. What should he ask then? That's the time when your du'as are answered. So what du'a to make? Subhanallah, Allah's servants have amazing perceptions. When someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa, our Imam, Al-Imamul Azam, when someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatul Alayhi, what he should ask at such times, what du'a to make at such times, our Imam Sahib said, ask that your prayers must be answered all the time. Wow. Ask that your du'as must be answered all the time. He should pray that every du'a he makes all his life must be granted. Anyway, to ask and to beg is also an art which is not known to everyone. I remember our late principal and Sheikh of Sabil Rashad, Bangalore, Maulana Abu Saud, Rahimahullah, wa nawarallahu marqadahu, wa nafa'ana bi ulumihim ameen. He used to tell us that, he says, people don't know how to beg. People don't know how to make dua. Somebody makes dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa ilam takfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-qasirin. People don't know how to make dua. He say ek to dua pardana aur ek dua karna. Isme fark hai na? Ek to dua pardana aur ek dua karna. He says aksar aaj kal aksar log to dua padte hain, dua nahi karte. Most people today just read dua. They don't beg, they don't know how to make dua. Because begging is an art. And if you want to learn that art, learn it from the beggars. See how them let's beg. And especially India. Wow. Aligarh, they know Nizamuddin, also Nizamuddin. Eh? That even if you want to give, you still give. Anyway, to ask is also an art which is not known to everyone. Not everybody knows this, how to beg and to ask. And if you notice today, this is going out of the ummah. Many people come in the masjid, they bounce in, bounce out, and they don't even beg. They don't know how to beg. It's not known to everyone. Mufti Taqi Usmani alayhi rahmah says, when I was there and I looked at Baytullah, I prayed, O Allah, I am confused. What I should ask you? O Allah, you put it in my heart, the prayer that is good for me, and let me make it. I don't know what to ask. Because that's the time when du'as accepted. You want to know, well, you can't read out a whole book of du'a. You want to know what du'a to make. What du'a to make. This is the same as asking him for the begging bowl. It's just like asking him for the begging bowl. Because if we do even have the bowl, then how are we going to beg? In the same way, ask him alone for love of him. and to make it overcome every other love, as the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua. So a summary, a hasil of the means of love. So the Mawlana named basically six things as the asbab, and the means to acquire the love of Allah. Love of Allah is ghair ikhtiyari, but the means are within our ikhtiyar. Number one, much remembrance of Allah, dhikran kathira. Number two, to remember Allah's favors, muraqaba, contemplate. Number three, to ponder over one's own dealings and reality, how we respond to these favors. What is our reality? To contemplate over that. Number four, to attach oneself to a man of Allah, a saintly man. Number five, to be constant in obedience. And number six, to pray to Allah. These six things strengthen the ties with Allah, and love of Him makes home in the heart. May Allah enable us to abide by all these things. Ameen. Do not ask for any particular degree of love. Don't go just ask Allah for love. So Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbuhu indak. Ask Allah for love. But don't say, oh Allah, I want that type of love like what Imam Ghazali had. Oh Allah, oh, I want that stage of love what Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani had. No, do not ask for any particular degree of love. Further down, Mawlana Tanwi Rahmatul Alayhi says that this arrangement in this asbab, the way to get the love, there is no mistake in this arrangement. This is good arrangement. There is no mistake in this. Only one scholarly mistake is likely. Only one scholarly mistake is likely. And caution is necessary. And what is that mistake which is possible? It is to etch out a degree of love in one's mind and to wait for it. So you put in your mind, I want that type of love, and now you're waiting for it. That's big, big mistake. This is a big, big mistake from Anfasi Isa. This means that whatever is stated above about love and the means to it is sound, these asbab, sound and reliable. Inshallah, love will grow thereby through these asbab, five or six of them. But there may be a mistake in framing, in etching, in framing in one's mind a certain degree of love and then seek it. You're seeking that and you're waiting for that to come. That's the big mistake. Like the degree of love possessed by Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Uwais Karni, Rahmatullah Alayh, or Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayh. If one does not attain that degree of love, then he despairs and may show even ingratitude or doubt the soundness of these methods that we have explained. Love is granted according to aptitude. You do not possess the right, you don't have the haq and the right to claim a certain degree of love. You don't have that right and haq. What love would you get from him? This is decided by him, Allah, who grants you the love and only that degree and daraja of love which is beneficial to you, that's decided by him. Everything is given according to capability, to one's istiadad, ability, and you will get that much love only according to your ability. You have no right to demand a certain degree of love. You will get what is enough for you, inshallah, provided you abide by these guidelines outlined above. You will become ungrateful and dejected. It is with us that we begin to abide by the teachings of the elders, but at the same time, set a high standard for ourselves. the result is that we cannot achieve. We can't achieve. And so we begin to belittle it. We begin to belittle these methods. And we begin to show ingratitude. We also despair and give up the arrangement, give up all the asbab taught to us, and we don't practice anymore. We just give up everything. This is why the Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi said that one should not aim at a degree, but if the teachings are sound, then the result will be achieved, inshallah, and it will be as much as is good for you. Give thanks for what you get. Give thanks for that. And keep a practice of the arrangement, the tartib, the asbab prescribed for you. That is enough. My bowl is enough for me. My bowl is enough for me. The Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi has composed a very appropriate couplet. He says, "What do I care what others get and don't get? That's not my concern. What Allah has given me is enough for me." So it is wrong to set a standard for oneself. It is wrong to set a standard for oneself and then despair and lose hope now on not achieving it. If the looking is correct, if the talab is correct, then inshallah the result, the natija, will be encouraging. Reply to a letter. Once I wrote to the Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi that I cannot do a certain work and another work also. And if a man cannot do these things, then what can he do in the world? He underlined the last sentence and wrote down against it. Mawlana told me from my last sentence, "Do you expect from yourself exceptional affairs?" He meant that the sentence, "What can be expected from one who cannot do these things?" He meant from that sentence, it suggests that the writer expects great things from himself, regarding himself as of a high caliber. So not having achieved them, he despairs. In other words, the Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi cautioned that such a thought in the heart smacked of arrogance and takabbur. Failure to meet the standard results in dejection. The expectation is very high and lofty. Summary, al-hasil. Anyway, you must abide by the prescription to receive love of Allah without setting for yourself any rank or degree of love. Whatever you achieve by following the prescription is best for you. It is what you deserve. May Allah enable us to abide by these teachings. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't.